This is the Music History Today podcast for April 12th. On today's show, Garth Brooks and REM debut, the song that made rock and roll become more mainstream gets recorded, and David Bowie retires again. First up, though, on this date in 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets recorded the song Rock Around the Clock, which would eventually make rock and roll turn mainstream. In 1966, Jan Barry of Jan and Dean crashed his car into a truck in Beverly Hills, leaving him in critical condition. It took 4 years of rehab to get his body back to normal. In 1968, an agitated Frank Zappa told an audience while performing at a National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences dinner, quote, "All year long, you people have manufactured this crap. Now for one night, you're going to have to listen to it." End quote. In 1975, David Bowie retired for the second time, and for the second time it didn't take. He was back at it only a couple years later. In 1979, Mickey Thomas became the lead singer of Jefferson Starship. In 1981, the first space shuttle launched, which inspired a group who was at the Kennedy Space Center to watch it, the band Rush, to write their song Countdown. In 1988, Sonny Bono was elected mayor of Palm Springs, California. In 1992, Lisa Bonet filed for divorce from Lenny Kravitz. In 1995, Sting and Elton John were among those who performed at a benefit concert to help organizations protecting the rainforest. In 1996, on this same date, the concert was held again. In 2014, Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys married his wife, Lauren Kitt. And in 2015, Florence Welch broke her foot during her Florence and the Machine performance at the Coachella Music Festival. In classical music, in 1826, Weber's opera Oberon premiered. In 1945, Richard Strauss completed his piece Metamorphosis. In 1978, the opera Le Grand Macabre premiered in Sweden. In award ceremonies that were held on April 12th, in 1959, the Broadway musical Redhead won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. In 1961, Ray Charles won 4 Grammy Awards at the Grammy Awards. In 1978, Kenny Rogers and Crystal Gayle were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. In 1982, composer Roger Sessions won the Pulitzer Prize for Music. And in 1989, Bobby Brown and Anita Baker were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. Albums that were released on April 12th include in 1965 when the Supremes released We Remember Sam Cooke and Martha Reeves and the Vandellas released Dance Party. In 1971, the Jackson 5 released Maybe Tomorrow and Stevie Wonder released Where I'm Coming From. In 1972, Stephen Stills and Manassas released Manassas. In 1973, the Jay Giles Band released Bloodshot. In 1974, Poco released Seven. In 1975, Bob Seger released Beautiful Loser. In 1976, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band released Live Bullet. In 1983, REM released their debut album, Murmur. In 1984, Rush released Grace Under Pressure. In 1988, Cheap Trick released Lap of Luxury. In 1989, Garth Brooks released his self-titled debut album. In 1993, David Gray released A Century Ends, and Bruce Springsteen released In Concert MTV Unplugged. In 1994, Hole released Live Through This, All For One released their self-titled album, and Motorhead released Live at Brixton 87. In 1999, Nightmares on Wax released Car Boot Soul. Golden Earring released Paradise in Distress, and Supertramp released It Was the Best of Times. In 2004, New Order released In Sessions. In 2011, The Foo Fighters released Wasting Light. In 2012, The Counting Crows released Underwater Sunshine, or What We Did on Our Summer Vacation. And in 2013, Fall Out Boy released Save Rock and Roll. Singles that were released on April 12th include in 1954 when Big Joe Turner released Shake, Rattle, and Roll. In 1965, Dino, Desi, and Billy released I'm a Fool. In 1965, same day, The Byrds did a twofer. They released I Knew I'd Want You and their classic Mr. Tambourine Man. In 1968, Pink Floyd released It Would Be So Nice. In 1971, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band released A House on Pooh Corner, and John Denver released Take Me Home, Country Roads. In 1983, REM did a twofer. They released There She Goes Again and also Radio Free Europe. In 1986, Vanity released Under the Influence. In 1999, the Backstreet Boys released their classic I Want It That Way. In 2005, Kelly Clarkson released Behind These Hazel Eyes, and Shakira with Alejandro Sanz released La Tortura. In 2011, Bruno Mars released Talking to the Moon. In 2013, Psy released Gentlemen. In 2018, Nicki Minaj did a twofer. She released Chun-Li and also Barbie Tings. Also in 2018, Zayn released Let Me. In 2019, BTS and Halsey released Boy With Love, and Asher Angel released One Thought Away. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 12th include Brendan Urie of Panic at the Disco, ukulele player Tiny Tim, jazz keyboardist Herbie Hancock, John Kay of Steppenwolf, singer and actor David Cassidy, singer-songwriter and guitarist Pat Travers, country music singer and also member of the Eagles now, Mr. Vince Gill, Will Sargent of Echo and the Bunnymen, Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls, Guy Berryman of Coldplay, Prentice Barnes of the Moonglows, rapper Sehun, rapper Travis Mills, rapper Paulo Londra, reggaeton singer Manuel Turizo, rapper Maiden T.Y.O., rapper Young Bane, singer Airi Suzuki, country music singer Jesse James Decker, singer I Love Makinen, singer, dancer, and actress extraordinaire, the legendary Miss Ann Miller, Nick Hexum of the group 311, Art Alexis of Everclear, singer Alex Brinley of The Village People, singer Kylie Dean, opera singer Elizabeth Spencer, opera singer Alice Esty, composer Russ Garcia, singer Helen Forrest, band leader Billy Vaughn, bluesman Shaky Jake Harris, and country music singer Ned Miller. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 12th include composer Miguel Camargo, who passed away in 1690 at the age of 71. Composer Ernst Behrend passed away in 1760 at the age of 64. Composer Carl Toschi passed away in 1788 at the age of 56. Composer Charles Antoine Campion passed away in 1788 at the age of 67. Composer Joseph Stepan passed away in 1797 at the age of 71. Music historian Charles Burney passed away in 1814 at the age of 88. Composer Nicolaus Mansouras passed away in 1872 at the age of 76. Composer Alexander Ritter passed away in 1896 at the age of 62. Composer Hermann Kotschmar passed away in 1909 at the age of 79. Composer Josef Nesvera passed away in 1914 at the age of 71. Violinist František Odrasek passed away in 1922 at the age of 64. Opera singer Fyodor Charliapin passed away in 1938 at the age of 65. Composer Harold Milligan passed away in 1951 at the age of 62. Conductor Ernest Mulder passed away in 1959 at the age of 60. Composer Nils Erik Fogstedt passed away in 1961 at the age of 50. Jazz pianist Herbie Nichols passed away from leukemia in 1963 at the age of 43. Jazz pianist Wynton Kelly passed away from an epileptic seizure in 1971 at the age of 39. Composer Henri Poutrin passed away in 1972 at the age of 89. Entertainer and Allied spy during World War II, the legendary Miss Josephine Baker passed away from a cerebral hemorrhage in 1975 at the age of 68. Blues guitarist Pernell Charity passed away in 1979 at the age of 58. Composer Hans Chemin Petit passed away in 1981 at the age of 78. Organist Enrique Andreessen passed away in 1981 at the age of 88. Singer Herbert Mills of the Mills Brothers passed away in 1989 at the age of 77. Singer-songwriter Joe Medwick passed away in 1992 at the age of 61. Blues singer Q.T. Macon passed away in 1994 at the age of 60. Jazz trombonist Chris Pine passed away in 1995 at the age of 56. Singer Boxcar Willie passed away from leukemia in 1999 at the age of 67. Conductor Alberto Eredi passed away in 2001 at the age of 91. Singer and actor Raj Kumar passed away in 2006 at the age of 76. Country Music Hall of Famer, trumpet player, and band leader Danny Davis of the Nashville Brass passed away in 2008 at the age of 83. Composer Edward Harper passed away in 2009 at the age of 68. Saxophonist Andrew Love of the Memphis Horns passed away from Alzheimer's disease in 2012 at the age of 70. Jazz pianist George Mesterhazy passed away in 2012 at the age of 56. Violinist Alan Loveday passed away in 2016 at the age of 88. And session drummer Frosty Smith passed away in 2017 at the age of 71. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 13th, when in 2018, Beyoncé became the first black woman to headline at the Coachella Music Festival.